Well, Gerard, I know when I spoke to you last year ahead of the All-Ireland quarter-final meeting of Donegal and Armagh, you weren't overly optimistic. I know I spoke to you a few days afterwards and you were a very happy Armagh man in defeat. What's the mood like this time?
Well, I have to say the anticipation for the actual match is fantastic down here. I mean, we've had a number of events here, you know, fundraising events and different events in the last couple of weeks, and the atmosphere is really growing. There's an awful lot of goodwill with behind the team at the minute, particularly with Kieran's role and the way he's conducted himself, and obviously getting out of Division 3 and winning the National League part of that. So the goodwill is certainly there, and hopefully that moves forward to the players, and the players move in a very positive frame of mind going into the match. You know, I think they would understand that they're underdogs, but I think they prepared themselves very, very well. And, you know, they're speaking volumes of themselves and they're being very positive about the whole event.
And, you know, Donegal may be favourites, but it's very slight, even with the bookies. It's what, Donegal, 7-4, is it? Armagh, 2-1, you know, there's not much in it, really.
In my head, I make Donegal stronger favourites than that. I mean, I know they are coming down the Athletic Grounds, and the Athletic Grounds for us is similar to Ballybue Fair for yourselves. You know, it's a tight ground, it's a ground that we like playing on. But our better form, I'd have to say, is probably on a more expansive pitch. You know, even this year, when our National League form is a wee bit up and down the Athletic.
Sure, any word of a team? We haven't seen sight or sound yet.
But I'm not even expecting to see one until I see what fields out on tomorrow. It's I haven't bought a programme this year, Tom, and it tells you the sort of thing that goes on with our man, particularly with Kieran. So not worrying. Anticipating maybe hopefully Stephen Campbell's coming back. I mean, obviously he hasn't played a lot this year. I think young Mernon might play hopefully full forward and around that. I'd like to obviously see Jamie closer to the goals, but as I say, he's played sweeper this year, he's played wing half back, he's played wing half forward, centre half forward, so I'd like to see him closer to the goals, but I wouldn't get too worried about actual numbers of jerseys or where people will play. I mean, but more about the structure that Armagh are playing and obviously making sure that everybody that they are playing.
I'm sure everybody has a fair idea that follows them closely of what the first 15, most of them are likely to be.
I think it would be hard, to be very fair, Tom, it would be hard to judge through the National League what their first 15 would be. I mean, they say that Miss Stephen, Kevin Dash hasn't played for a long period of time, although he did play in the league final. So I think we'd be more familiar with the Donegal team maybe than even the Armagh team at this stage.
Yeah, and tell me, everybody looking back to that All-Ireland quarter-final last year and one of Armagh's best performances of the season last year in Division 3 since, you know, and have progressed without a breaking sweat, really, I suppose. That might be a slight concern, is it?
Yeah, my big concern about Division 3 is the intensity of the game. I mean, if you look at the Throne-Donegal game, I thought it was a fantastic game to watch. You know, it was very enthralling. The intensity was no quarter after given, and I think I haven't seen that of an Armagh team this year. Now I know obviously we want to turn up the screws for the championship, and generally Armagh do turn up for that. And I know they've been working very, very hard on that type of atmosphere and trying to build that intensity around the team. But it's very, very hard to do that in training. And then bring it on the pitch, you know, if you're not playing those level of games right throughout the year. So I do think that is a big plus for Donegal, and also the big plus is that they've firstly come through the Throne match unscathed, you know, in terms of injuries and suspensions. So,
and how do you view Donegal, or how are they viewed in the Orchard County?
Very strong. I mean, we were very worried about Donegal. I mean, I don't see them going backwards. I mean, obviously with Rory there, that instills in all a wee bit. You know, a new manager always gets the extra 5% out of the team. They're not doing anything really differently, so it's not as if a new manager's coming in radically changing everything. So they're playing to the tried and tested. Their top players, Murphy and Brady, particularly, has impressed me this season. I think he's really come of age this season. Our top class, and I think, to be honest, anywhere in Ireland, I think the strongest line of any team in Ireland is your half-back line. I think like Brady's a smashing player, and Lacey, and obviously McHugh's now playing there instead of Thompson, but Thompson on the line. So I think we're under no illusions. Donegal are very, very strong.
Yeah, and a tactical encounter expected tomorrow?
I think Armagh will probably play as you would expect. I think it'll probably be two similar setups. I think they'll probably... Both teams looking to break and see who's got the real quality at the end. You know, I think for us, we would I'd like to see Megan Murphy play further away from goals and Jamie Clark closer to the goals, but he can only play closer to the goals when we've got the ball. So and both similarly in the Michael Murphy scenario, but that's what we would want to. But we wouldn't want to put all our eggs in Jamie's basket. I mean, hopefully Stephen Campbell, hopefully he'll be back, and he was a big thorn in Donegal's side from that game last year. Kevin Death, I thought, was particularly good in that game last year, and also Aidan Fogger. So those are three guys we'll also hope to come in and pitch in with major scores tomorrow.
Yeah, amazingly, Jamie Clark was held scoreless in that game.
Absolutely, but Jamie is that type of player, Tom. I wouldn't get carried away. I mean, he's as much a creator, you know, as he is a finisher, you know. But I just, for my personal opinion, I just think he's better closer to the goals. I think he's a real scoring threat. He's got that wee jink that can get you a half a yard of space and create goal chances. And I do think if Armagh are going to win tomorrow, they'll need to score more goals than Donegal.
A lot of expectation that it's going to be quite a physical, bruising encounter. Is that how you see it?
I think anybody's going in there looking any favours won't last too long. But I don't see it as over physical. I think it'll be heavily contested on the ball. Armagh have a great record to date. I mean, I go back. I don't think they're certainly Armagh the physical team of the 2000s. I certainly don't think that. I think there's more mobility in the team, but certainly, you know, it's a Kieran McGinney team, and you expect them to be prepared to the last, and also very physical on and off the ball. But I don't see it as anything over the top or any naughties going on. I think it'll just be everybody contesting for the ball.
And knowing Donegal as you do, and having watched them so closely, what do you feel Armagh are going to have to do tomorrow?
Well, we are going to have to stop goals. We can't afford any goals, because I think Donegal will have the lion's share of possession. We don't want any of those major scores, and I want to keep them at bay. I certainly would want to make sure that they're shooting from distance, even though they have very accurate ball carrier or shooters. But I think we'll need to be very, very patient, stay in their faces, stay in the game as long as we can, and then hopefully looking to sneak something at the end. And I think they need to make sure that they take all their opportunities when they come.
Is the athletic ground worth a point or two to Armagh?
I thought in the olden days it would have been worth it before, and would have needed all four. But you know, one or two may not be enough. You know, I think the Division 3, Division 1, I think it needs to be worth, you know, it needs to be worth 3 or 4 points to us. But as your miners showed us last week, it's not such a daunting place to come when you've got a decent team.
Yeah. I know what your heart says. What does your head say?
My head is strongly in favour of Donegal on this one, Tom. I mean, I just would be concerned that Donegal have had the extra game. The Throne game may have brought them on, and also the intensity that Armagh have been playing this year hasn't been anywhere near the intensity that they're expecting going to hit on Sunday. If they can come up to that intensity, there's definitely a game to be played. But if they don't, I think Donegal will win it.